This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Devi Company, it's Glenn Dalton. Michael Dalton's not here, but right now I'm joined by a man's your Royal Dalton debut from a show called Lady and the Camp. Hello, Brendy.
Oh my God.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, welcome to the Royal Daltons.
I'm very excited to be here.
Well, it's very nice to have you here.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. Now, until recently, you were doing a show called Lady and the Camp.
I was. But then you
got the sack. Is that right? No. You had to stop, didn't you?
That is a damaging lie.
Well,
you know. No, I did have to leave.
Yeah.
I did have to leave. Like Jerry Halliwell out of the Spice Girls, it was my time to go.
Well, fair enough. And I love that you're wearing the Union Jack dress in here today.
Thank you.
It's perfect.
Yeah, everything.
Yes.
I am Jerry.
Pretty much. I'll be baby.
Yep. Love it. Love.
Perfect. Now, I don't know which Spice Girl I'd be. I think I'd just want to be Mel B because she's kind of fierce.
I would have said sporty.
Really? Why?
Because she's very successful.
All right. Thanks. Which one's sporty? What's her name in real life?
Mel
C.
Mel C, yeah.
All right, because she has this album where she's released show tunes. I think, yeah, it is Mel C.
Well, she was in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, wasn't she? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you see it?
I did not.
No, me either. I was away. Otherwise, I would have, because I loved that show.
Never seen it.
Really?
Terrible.
She would have played. She plays a sex worker.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. Well, Mary Magdalene is a sex worker. Yeah. I mean, it's a biblical story, but
love.
Yeah, it is absolutely love. Yeah. So, you ready for a big afternoon?
I can't wait. I don't know what you're going to throw at me, but I'm excited to be here.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
What year did you finish high school?
Finished high school in 2006.
What was kind of like the big song in high school, in your high school year?
Oh, God, for 2006?
Yeah.
See, our year level was obsessed with Wonderwall, Oasis Wonderwall, even though it was about
In high school.
I know, but
I finished in 1996.
That was our anthem.
Really? Wonderwall. Kind
of anthem. That, and also, we did love a bit of Paris Hilton.
What?
Even though the gods are crazy. Stars Are Blind or whatever it was.
Right.
She was pretty big back
then. Yeah, I don't know. I can't really remember what else was. It's so long ago. It's
a bit ridiculous. Of Crazy in Love.
Probably, yeah.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Now, hello to Mark, who says, how about for over 50s, a bit of Dame Deborah Byrne? Or a little bit of Duchess Ding Dong. Well, I love a bit of Ding Dong. Do you seriously not know who they both are?
No.
Ding Dong is Denise Drysdale.
I love Denise Drysdale.
Did you not know that her name is Ding Dong?
Mm-mm.
Really?
No.
Gosh.
I'm sorry.
You not pay attention?
Look, let's be honest. In regards to theatre, I thought that Susan Boyle was the original person that sang I Dreamed a Dream.
And was it when you saw Les Mis, the movie, that you realised that it's actually one of the biggest musical theatre songs ever written?
That, and also after I saw Rachel Berry perform it on Glee.
Oh, right.
Wait, what?
Why is Rachel Berry doing that Susan Boyle cover?
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, my God.
Yeah, they turned that around quick, didn't they? Don't they realise you've got to be careful?
Isn't there copyright laws and stuff?
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Glenda and Judith, as I like to call us.
All right, Glenda and Judith. That's what you want, yeah.
That's what we normally call them when we're out, darling.
Well, this is true, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. You don't have a Facebook page for Judy Free, do you?
Not yet. No.
Yeah.
Judy really only ever comes out at costume parties, not just on the gay scene.
And when you talk.
And when I open my big fat mouth.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you about something that I'm doing this weekend.
Tell me.
It is a gym bake-off. All right.
Yep.
Now, what sort of images does that conjure up for you?
I don't want to tell you.
No, tell me. What sort of images does it conjure up for you?
Gym outfits, a lot of muffins.
Muffins.
A lot of muffins.
Yeah, well, basically, at the gym that I go to, we're having a clean eating bake-off, where basically you bring something, like a little treat.
A treat.
But it's, like, you wouldn't bring, like, chocolate cake. You would bring the...
carrot cake.
Well, as long as it's got no sugar.
Oh.
So, it's like the healthy version of that.
What kind of bake-off is this?
Well, it's a gym healthy one, Brendy.
Yeah, it's awful.
Well, it might be. I don't know. I'll let you know next time, won't I?
I can't wait to hear about it or see the photos on Facebook.
All right, I'll definitely post some.
What are you going to bake?
Well, see, part of this catalyst for this was that for Christmas last year, I went to the gym with some sweet potato brownies. Which are basically like chocolate brownies made with sweet potato.
Yeah. Successful?
Yes. I mean, people are still talking about them.
And oh, wow.
Like 10 months, 11 months later.
Because they were good or because they got the shits from them?
I don't know.
So, are you making them again, though?
Yeah, well, I sort of feel like I have to because it's like, well, you
know. People have expectations.
People have expectations, and I want them to be bloody fabulous.
Of course.
So much I want them to be fabulous that I want to put, like, real chocolate in them and real sugar and make them taste amazing. And everyone's like, oh, my God, these are healthy.
And also ruin the competition at the gym.
Yes, that's another benefit. I'm like, why aren't you having any, Glenn? No. Like, I've made them. I've had heaps. I've got heaps at home.
For you guys.
Yeah, they're all for you guys. Yeah, yes. Healthy. And then who's going to look the best come summer?
Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, my
exactly
God.
Exactly right. Who's not going to have thunder thighs?
Me. It's so Mean Girls, isn't it?
It's so Mean Girls.
One of my friends was sharing a house with someone, and this guy used to always comment on what this friend was eating.
Oh, God, those people do my head in.
And so we sort of hatched this plan that we were going to start mixing sugar in with his protein powder.
Love it. And did you?
No. Because, you know, they would have got angry. I don't know. It's one of those things where the idea is funnier than the actual reality.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm going to make real chocolate cake. And take
so, what
it
did other people make?
For the gym bake-off?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is the first one.
Oh, so you just made it just...
Yeah.
Just cause.
Because, you know, that's what the token gay at the gym does. You know?
Just making everyone something.
Making everyone chocolate brownies for Christmas.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.